Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very
a dentist! Jerry Bader's show. That's still my favorite. I didn't tell you. Bumbles bounce. 10:07. I don't know what it is. No, I'm a Jack. I'm a, what is he, a Charlie in the Box?
Wow.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I am looking for, I love doing the show, you know that. If you listen every day, you know I really enjoy doing this job. I really am looking forward to some downtime with the family and binge watching. I can't think of the name of the show now. The show you're bugging me to blacklist. Yeah, I'm going to catch up, dude. I'm going to catch up. I had no idea it was that popular. The two most popular new shows... Chase is like, oh, you'll text me. You won't believe it. The two I already watch, one of the two most popular new shows, and that is Sleepy Hollow, which it's just getting a little soap. I'm not giving up on it. Don't get me wrong, but just getting a little soap opera. But I can't wait. With the new year, The Americans are back, which you've got to find a place to catch up on that, Jason. The Americans are back. House of Cards is back. Also, I'm going to catch up on the British edition of that on Netflix. Not till April or so. Mad Men is back. Just a lot of stuff going on. Oh, and in January, the rest of Dexter is on Netflix, the seasons that I have not seen. A lot of catching up to do. Absolutely. I joked... Oh, yeah, I'm reading that. Thank you. I would have forgotten that. I did forget that, as a matter of fact. I have one more email on the Duck Dynasty thing. By the way, if I'm such a homophobe, why do so many gay people listen to this show? I get called. We had a call from a gay person this week. She made her case on and on. I get emails from a number of gays who listen to the show. And now a fair number of gays who do not agree with my conservative belief system. How could they possibly, if I was preaching hate, and by the way, I don't hate gays. And that's the other thing. People who assume that I don't know anybody who's gay. I just, openly gay I'm referring to, of course. Or at least revealed it to me. All right, Jerry, I don't agree with the Duck Dynasty guy with what he said about gay men, but that is his opinion. Being gay, I have my own opinion about straight men. One should be free to say whatever one wants in public and face the consequences. Gallup did a study last year and found that gays are only 3-4% of the population. Should the minority control the majority in the country? Oh, this is good. Maybe we should ask Mike Hipsch and John Boehner that question. It's a really good letter. Really is. All right, now on to something else. And yes, Jason, I've decided to delay my Packer pick as long as I possibly can. I will probably end up, yeah, hand that. This nickel's probably going to come in handy. Is it a quarter? It's a quarter. It's going to come in handy later in the show. It just might. Fox News poll. 54% of blank want Obamacare delayed for a year. 54% of what constituency want Obamacare delayed for a year? Democrats. 54% of self-identifying Democrats want Obamacare delayed for a year. Does it really get much worse than that? Hot Air has a piece on this. That's how people respond when they're asked if implementation should be delayed for a year until more details are ironed out. In literally every demographic, more support delay than oppose it. Among different age demographics, it's O's ostensible base, that is President Obama's base, of adults under age 35 is the most likely to want a timeout. This is where this thing has, you can already argue that it has already failed. The constituency that it was supposed to help, folks under 35, the uninsured. Obamacare is underwater with the uninsured. The uninsured would rather go back to the old system that allegedly victimized them. Never has there been an entitlement policy this unpopular because it is so bad. Then there's this. The Obama administration will not require the millions of Americans who received health insurance plan cancellation notices to purchase a new policy next year. So this is their way out of this. You won't be penalized if you were canceled. Do you know how big a deal this is? Why is that a big deal? We'll road test this on Jason. If Jason doesn't get it, we'll throw it out to the audience. I wasn't even listening. Well, for people who were doing something and not listening, I'll repeat it for everybody. The Obama administration will not require the millions of Americans who received health insurance plan cancellation notices to purchase a new policy next year. They're granting those consumers an exemption from the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate. An HHS spokeswoman confirmed the mandate requires everyone to have health insurance or face a tax penalty. So if you were canceled and you didn't want to be canceled, you know who we're talking about here. We've talked about this. The individual mandate is now delayed for a year. For people who had the rug pulled out from under them and lost their policy because it didn't meet the very stringent coverage requirements of Obamacare. This is a huge deal. Why? Jason, you get to go first. If you don't get it, we'll throw it out to the phones quickly. Jason says the 2014 elections. Yes. Let me rephrase this. Why is it a really big deal to the existence? Why is it a big deal where Obamacare is concerned? And whether or not it succeeds. Why is granting... phones are ringing off the hook. We'll just... 406-1360. 888-455-1360. Screen them, Jason. Put them on. This is a monumentally huge deal for two reasons. I mean, this is not just one of these small things. The administration will also allow those consumers to sign up for catastrophic coverage. This is also huge. The administration will also allow those consumers to sign up for catastrophic coverage. Those bare-bone plans are available to people who are under 30 or qualify for a hardship exemption. Rick on the road, why is this a really big deal?
My answer is it opens the door for everybody. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Rick, thanks a lot for the call. One, that is a correct answer. That is a correct answer. Those who have employer-provided insurance, this storm hits them in 2014. Rick is right about that, and Rick gets real close to the whole answer. Patty in Green Bay, go ahead.
I think we're going to end up bailing out these insurance companies. They were depending on these people.
Well, that's right.
The premiums.
Okay, you're there. So who else is what else depends on this? What else depends on, okay, why were they canceled in the first place, Patty?
Because they said they told us they were substandard.
Why were they told? Why were
they
those?
They didn't have the 10 or whatever, how many Obamacare clauses in it. You know, they were.
Why did Obamacare by design make those policies substandard?
Because I think they wanted to do away with the individual market myself.
Uh-huh. Why? Why?
Because their goal is single payer.
Because they want to get everyone on Obamacare.
Yep.
One
step further, personal experience, I've talked to 57 different people, all the way from Health and Human Services to our, you know, state senators and so forth. We're a family of five. Do you know that we have three children? They're taking two of our children and putting them on Medicaid. They have never, ever been part of that program. I don't want them part of that program. And now, so if you like your family, you can't even keep your family. Wait till that hits.
Wow. If she came up with that herself, that was really, really good. Patty, thanks a lot for the call. This is the economic underpinning of Obamacare. These people were being tossed off their policies by design, by Obamacare, to get them into the exchanges. This is massive. This is a massive concession. And then, as I said, the administration will also allow those consumers to sign up for catastrophic coverage, bare bones plans, when in fact, remember, they couldn't keep their lousy insurance. They couldn't keep that. Now they can sign up for bare bones catastrophic. The allowance comes after months of political fallout from the president's promise that if you like your plan, you can keep your plan, which proved untrue this fall after millions of people received notices from insurance companies informing them that their current policies did not meet coverage requirements under the new law and therefore would not be offered next year. Problems plaguing signups on the federal exchange website healthcare.gov added to the pressure. With a deadline to sign up for coverage beginning January 1st, just days away, the move could help the law's favorability rating among consumers and save the skin of congressional Democrats facing challengers in next year's midterm elections. That's exactly what they're trying. They are in effort trying to suspend Obamacare for a year. That's what they're doing here. Earlier this fall, a group of Democratic senators sent the administration a letter asking for clarification on the hardship exemption. Warner, alongside Democratic Senators Gene Sheehan, Mary Landrieu, Heidi Heitkamp, and Tim Kaine, and independent Angus King, said that individuals who receive plan cancellation notices and consider their new premiums unaffordable should qualify for the exemption and be able to purchase a catastrophic plan. Landrieu and Sheehan, are both facing re-election bids next year. The White House estimates the allowances will affect roughly 500,000 people who it has determined receive cancellation notices but have not yet purchased a new plan. The number was released late Thursday afternoon after officials compiled data from states and insurance companies. But the deal for consumers is yet another burden for insurers who earlier this week went along with the White House's request, and we had a call on this, to grant leniency to consumers paying premiums in January. The companies can't do this. Doesn't work. This is 10 times the train wreck that I thought it was. And what they're doing now is literally making it up as they go along. How the hell do we mitigate the hardship that this is putting on Americans so they don't boot us the hell out of office in November? It won't work. It will not work. Those people were booted off because they necessarily needed them in the exchanges. Now they're not making them go in the exchanges. And yes, all of this is just crippling to the companies. Absolutely true. It's 10:20.
Alvin.
Alvin!
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.